ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Jimmy Kimmel Live, not on the air last night. It has been preempted indefinitely, according to ABC. The move after comments Kimmel made regarding Charlie Kirk's death. Before the decision was announced, FCC Chairman Brendan Carr called for Kimmel's suspension. The move condemned by entertainment unions. Disney is the parent company of ABC and ABC News. President Trump continuing his UK trip. There was a state dinner last night. Today he's sitting down with Prime Minister Keir Starmer to discuss the recent tariffs and the wars in Ukraine and Gaza. The Israeli occupation of Gaza continuing, with doctors continuing to sound the alarm. Dr. Michael Falk has worked in war zones in Iraq and Ukraine, but says Gaza's the worst he's seen.
As soon as the winter starts to set in and the water starts running freely, you're going to see a lot more communicable diseases. Especially things like diarrhea, waterborne illnesses like diarrhea.
Health Secretary Robert Kennedy's vaccine advisory panel convening today. This is ABC News. Multiple child pornography charges have been filed against a middle schooler from Rockland County, New York, outside New York City. The student accused of tricking other male students into believing they were talking to a girl, then convincing them to send explicit photos of themselves to him, and then threatening to release those photos unless he was paid.
The FBI says these schemes are skyrocketing and have been linked to at least 20 suicides of mostly teen boys. Wisconsin mom Brittany Bird says her 15-year-old son, Braden, was a victim.
The only way that this changes, because it won't stop, is our voices being louder than everyone else on the internet.
Officials say most sextortion cases are traced to Africa and Asia, making the suspects hard to track down.
ABC's Andrea Fujii. As expected, the Federal Reserve Board lowered interest rates by a quarter point on Wednesday. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. The race for Wisconsin governor is getting more crowded. Democratic State Representative Francesca Hong announced her candidacy yesterday. Hong has repped Madison in the State Assembly since 2021. She's the first Asian American member of the Wisconsin legislature. She's a chef and first ran for state office to advocate for restaurant workers during the pandemic. Since then, she's campaigned on a progressive working class platform. So far, the Democratic field of candidates is more crowded than the Republican one. Hong is up against State Senator Kelda Royce, who announced she's running on Monday, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, and Milwaukee businessman Ryan Sternad. Two Republicans have declared their candidacy, Washington County Executive Josh Showman and businessman Bill Berrien. The primaries are next August, and the general election will follow a few months later in November. Brown County homeowners can pick up a free tool to help them stay safe from toxic, undetectable gas in their homes. The County Health Department is offering free radon test kits for homeowners. Radon is a colorless, odorless gas that is the second leading cause of lung cancer in the U.S., according to the Brown County Health Department. Health Officer Anna Nick says radon is the leading cause of cancer among non-smokers, and it is preventable. Testing for radon is the only way to know if this dangerous gas is present in your home. Homeowners can pick up a free short-term radon test kit while supplies last from any Brown County Public Health location in the Green Bay area. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Brewers over the Angels. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a 9-2 win over the Angels. Pitcher Brandon Woodruff, with his 10th win of the season, has the freedom to decide when he's ready to play. Why? Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I trust him. I trust him emphatically. What this guy has been through on the mound and the way he operates, he knows what he's doing. It's underrated for this team this year, what he's done. What is our record since Woody started with us? That's something else. And I'll tell you, the pitching coaches have done a great job with him.
NFL, the Packers in Cleveland on Sunday. I asked Packers quarterback Jordan Love why the Browns' Myles Garrett is so highly regarded.
You know, he's one of those guys that can wreck a game for an offense, so definitely always got to know where he's at.
After Myles, what stands out on how the Browns' defense performed against the Bengals and the Ravens?
Man, I think they're just a really sound defense. You know, I think watching film, you know, they don't do a whole lot of crazy coverages. You know, they're pretty set in what they want to run. One of those defenses where it's like, hey, we're going to run this, and you guys got to come out and find ways to stop it.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy, a little patchy fog forming in the overnight. Light winds in lower 60s. After the patchy fog, we'll see partly sunny skies for your Thursday. Northeast winds under 10 miles per hour. Our highs will warm into the mid-70s. It's 66 at our studios.
News, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Good morning, Dan Marcus. Thursday edition of My Job. 6:08, 65 degrees, a warm morning in downtown Green Bay. Watch it!
It's all right. GBW. 2025 deserves these tunes too. 97.9
FM. Oh, my love, my darling, I've hungered for your touch along lonely time. Time goes by so slowly, and time can do so much.
Local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW, 65 degrees. I'm Dan Marcus. Thank you for joining me today. Monday, you want to be here for sure, because that's when we start playing the Text to Win Green and Gold. Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. Starts Monday, 7 a.m. hour. I'll give you the first keyword, first of several throughout the day and over the coming weeks, and you'll have an opportunity to win green, as in cash. And not just 20 bucks. It's considerably more than that. I mean, I would buy myself a Christmas present with the money you can win. Okay? So we'll just leave it at that for now. And you also win, by the well, that's the green part of the green and gold. The gold part is jewelry. So we can set you up with that. And the one grand prize winner is going to win club seats for the Green Bay, Minnesota game in November. Club seats, that means indoors. At the particular place where they play this particular sport, I have to be careful how I say this, but indoors in November. How good is that? And I believe, don't hold me to this now, but I believe there will be wait staff. And
If you don't have wait staff because you're getting two tickets and you won one of them, the person you take along becomes your wait staff. That's the way that works. Okay, that's only fair. So stand by. Doobie Brothers on the way. And two classic commercials this morning because I forgot yesterday on WGBW.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotional materials, like T-shirts, sweatshirts, and more, to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on 97.9 WGBW. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, 2 indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota right here in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us and go for the green and gold on 97.9 WGBW.
Sleeping.
Brothers before Michael McDonald. Somebody gets what I mean by that. On the station with local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW.
I'm taking the shade out of the sun. Whatever may think that I was number one. I ought to know. Easy come, easy go. I'm sitting it out. Now I'm spinning the dial. Just thinking about the chump I've been. I have to smile. Didn't I know? Easy come and easy go.
Are falling cause you've taken her away, and though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've gotta say. Take good care of my baby, please don't ever make her blue. Never make her cry. Just let your love surround her. Paint rainbow all around her. Don't let her see a cloudy sky. Once upon a time, that little girl was mine. If I'd been true, I know she'd never be with you. So take good care. Just as kind as you can be. And if you should discover that you don't really love her, just send my baby back home to me. Well, take good care of my baby. Be just as can be. And if you should discover that you don't really love her, just send my baby back home. take good care of my baby.
Bobby V from Fargo, North or South Dakota, never sure which. I'm Dan Marcus. Good morning. Thank you for joining me. And if we check the time right now, let me wait a minute. Let me do that, and I'll do. I'll get back to you on that. Okay. It's 6:27. Connie Feldman has the news next on 97.9 WGBW.
You were a child of the sun and the sky and the deep blue sea, my Bellamy. Après tous les beaux jours, je te dis merci, merci. You were the answer on all my questions before we're through. I want to tell you that I adore you, I always do. That you amaze me by leaving me now and starting new. My Bellamy, I'm in love with you. Let the bells ring, let the birds sing. Let's give my substitute a big cheer. Let the bells ring, let the birds sing. For the man after him waits here. For the man after him waits here. My Bellamy. You were a child of the sun and the sky and the deep blue sea. My Bellamy. There was a time that you thought that your only friend was me. You were the answer on all my questions before we're through. I want to tell you that I adore you and always do. That you amaze me, believe in me now, starting new. My Bellamy. Let the bells ring, let the birds sing. Let's all give my substitute a big cheer. Let the bells ring, let the birds sing. For the man after him waits here. For the man after him waits here. My Bellamy. You were a child of the sun and the sky and the deep blue sea. My Bellamy. Après tous les beaux jours, je te dis merci, merci. You were the answer on all my questions before we're through. I want to tell you that I adore you, I always do. That you amaze me, believe in me now, and start anew. My Bellamy, I'm in love with you. My Bellamy, I'm in love with you.
Connie Feldman has the news from the WGBW Newsroom.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. Brown County homeowners can pick up a free tool to help them stay safe from toxic, undetectable gas in their homes. The County Health Department is offering free radon test kits for homeowners. Radon is a colorless, odorless gas that is the second leading cause of lung cancer in the U.S., according to the Brown County Health Department. Health Officer Anna Nick says radon is the leading cause of cancer among non-smokers, and it is preventable. Testing for radon is the only way to know if this dangerous gas is present in your home. Homeowners can pick up a free short-term radon test kit while supplies last from any Brown County Public Health location in the Green Bay area. The Green Bay Police Department says the use of force in a Bay Beach arrest this summer was justified after an internal review. Several bystanders took video of police arresting a man last June and posted it to social media, drawing public scrutiny over how the officers handled the arrest. The video shows six police officers kneeling around a man on the ground while being filmed by a camera crew from the TV show Cops. The department issued a news release a few days later confirming a camera crew visible in the footage was with Cops TV. Police Chief Chris Davis also addressed community concerns in person at a public event. Davis explained that all uses of force are reviewed internally, including the Bay Beach incident. The arrest was made after police responded to reports of a suspicious person who allegedly made uncomfortable comments to a park employee. That person resisted arrest after repeated warnings from police, and officers used force to take him into custody, according to the initial news release. The man who was arrested was later charged in Brown County with disorderly conduct and resisting an officer. The Green Bay Preble Athletic Department just announced the 2025 Athletic Hall of Fame class. The five athletes will be inducted into the Preble Athletic Hall of Fame at a ceremony on September 26th in the Preble Auditorium. The 2025 class includes five former Preble athletes who went on to achieve excellence in sports. The honorees' graduation dates from Preble span decades, from 1977 to 2014. The public is welcome to attend the induction ceremony at 5:30 on Friday, September 26th. News at the top and bottom of the hour, all day, and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Fellman. 97.9 WGBW News.
We don't talk about them a lot in Wisconsin, but if you've got sheep, a couple health-related issues you might want to watch out for. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. We'll find out what those health issues are with Todd Taylor from the Arlington Sheep Flock. That's up next.
From sugar beet fields to dairy facilities, producers count on an operating line of credit from Ag Country Farm Credit Services to help make their operations more profitable. With multi-year commitment options, digital tools and remote deposit, and the ability to only borrow what you need when you need it, our operating line of credit makes financing your needs easier. Visit agcountry.com/lineofcredit or call 800-450-9858 to learn more. Terms apply. See website for details.
Todd Taylor is the shepherd at the Arlington Ag Research Facility. He said this year there's a couple different things they're watching as far as their animals' health. One is rising cases in what they call Cache Valley virus. It's something spread by mosquitoes, and there's no vaccine for it. The other is something called Hummocus stomach worm.
We'll want to consider if there's any abortive agents that they need to vaccinate for that time of year, but truly most of your vaccination program is going to start either later in the fall as you're nearing lambing season in December through March. The biggest one, of course, is Clostridiums or Clostridium type CD and tetanus are the three that the sheep producers probably worry about the most. This time of year, either you're in breeding season or you're getting near to breeding season, you're going to think about internal parasites. I know stomach worms, Hummocus has been a big issue in the Midwest this year with the rainy season.
Todd Taylor, shepherd at the Arlington Ag Research Facility, just reminding anybody that owns sheep, keep an eye out for things like Cache Valley virus or the Hummocus stomach worm. Consult with your veterinarian if you've got some issues. Markets and overnight electronic trade this morning. Yeah, they've got issues. I've got numbers next.
For far too long, seed discount offers have been too complicated. But today, the seed pros of Channel make our stand. No more confusion. No more long-winded radio ads. Just simple savings. 0% financing with early pay discounts. Today, we show up with an easier way to save on seed. Talk to your Channel seed pro to get all the details and see what you could be saving. Channel. All in. All season.
Barrel cheese on Wednesday went up 2¾ cents to 164. 40-pound block cheese was up 5¾ cents, 168.5. Well, double A butter gained 4 cents, 181 a pound this morning. October's Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is up 20 cents, 17.56. December corn's down a penny, 4.26. November soybeans down 4, 10.40. July new crop wheat up a penny at 5.67. There's your market update. I'm Pam Yonke.
Green Bay.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy, a little patchy fog forming in the overnight. Light winds in lower 60s. After the patchy fog, we'll see partly sunny skies for your Thursday. Northeast winds under 10 miles per hour. Our highs will warm into the mid-70s. It's 66 at our studios.
Why don't you, babe, get out my life? Why don't you?
nothing I can do about it.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, 639, 65 degrees as you head out on a jet plane.
All my bags are packed, I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye. But the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. Taxi's waiting, he's blowing his horn. Already I'm so lonesome, I could cry. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. To go. There's so many times I've let you down. So many times I've played around. I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I think of you. Every song I sing for you. When I come back, I'll wear your wedding ring. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm a leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. To go. Now the time has come to leave you. One more time, let me kiss you. Then close your eyes, I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave alone. About the time I won't have to say. Kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Again. Oh, babe, I hate to go.
My baby does the hanky panky. Thank you. My baby does the hanky panky. I saw her walking on down the line.
Yeah,
you know I saw her for the very first time. A pretty little girl standing all alone. Baby, can I take you home? I never saw her, never saw her. My baby does a hanky panky. On down the line.
Yeah, you know I saw her for the very first time. A pretty little girl standing all alone. Hey, baby, baby, can I take you home?
I never saw her, never saw her.
Get real low inside now.
Hey, my baby does a hanky panky.
Local news.
It's almost National Forensic Science Week, and boy, is there an event for you. It's Amanda with another new WISCO 411. And on Friday, September 19th, from 3 till 6:30 p.m. at Light Memorial Park, you can enjoy a free event to learn more about forensic sciences from 13 different agencies and organizations. This is great for kids trying to figure out what they want to be when they grow up. And it's nothing to be weirded out about. I personally wanted to be a crime scene photographer when I was growing up. And look at me now. I'm fine, right? Check it out. Head to WGBW.FM and click events.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
like that, you know you should be glad. With a love like that, you know you should be glad.
Five stair steps. Ooh, child. Can you say that on the radio? 649, 65 degrees, Civic Media Studios, downtown Green Bay.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. How things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday when you hit it much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun. Someday when the world is much brighter.
Ooh, child. Things will be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
Thank you.
News and Timeless Hits 97.9 WGBW. Connie Feldman has the news in a few minutes. Download the Civic Media app now, because Monday we start giving you keywords and a chance to win green and gold.
Somebody who likes these tunes like you do? Tell them. The Timeless Hits, along with great local news, are on 97.9 WGBW.
CDC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A key advisory panel at the CDC begins a two-day meeting today. At its conclusion, members are expected to discuss and then vote on vaccines that are currently recommended for children. ABC's Jay O'Brien.
After an overhaul by HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the nation's top vaccine advisory panel now set to begin weighing critical recommendations on vaccines covering everything from measles to hepatitis